public hearing that's been scheduled on the Camp Arrowhead annexation. Mr. John Ashman is here on behalf of the Sussex County Engineering Department. It's going to give a brief explanation of what is proposed. After that explanation, the council will have an opportunity to ask questions. And then subsequent to that, anyone who would like to speak on this matter will be able to speak by coming forward to the podium. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the expansion of the Camp Arrowhead. The permission was granted to prepare and post notices on December 6, 2016. It's an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, the Angola Neck area. It was requested by the Diocesan Council for Camp Arrowhead. The camp will be responsible for a pump station for their parcel and a force main to a connection point near Woods on Herring Creek. We have included the adjacent state lands to form our contiguous boundary. There is also an MOU component associated with this annexation. This defines what buildings on the camp parcel will be connected at this time. The camp has an immediate need for sewer for their new facilities to be constructed, but impact fees to connect the entire parcel were not budgeted at this time. Once budgeted, the remainder of the parcel will be annexed and connect to the county sewer. The Diocesan Council has executed this agreement. And the area was posted on December 12, 2016. We have had no calls, emails, or contact in support or opposition of the expansion. The expansion will consist of 423.5 acres plus or minus. A large portion of this is the state of Delaware lands. The parcel will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,775 per EDU based on current rates.
Any questions from council? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to come forward and address this proposed resolution, proposed annexation? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council deems appropriate, there is a resolution.
I do have one question. No, I do.
Cole.
What's the state land again? Show us everything that's state. Is that pretty much everything but that?
Everything but the yellow dot.
How about I do what's not?
Okay.
This is not state land.
That little square?
That is another property owner that is having some problems.
Okay.
That's fine. With the connection. And this area here is what they've defined out as their area where the bathhouses are going, where the force main needs to run to get out to the road. So that's the part they're annexing at this point in time.
Okay, but the rest of that white area is state land?
The rest of this,
yeah,
a lot of this is the camp.
Is the camp, okay.
Right. So the what? Yellow is the rest
of the building.
The yellow is the yellow in just this little area.
Right.
This is their buildings, this is their bathhouses.
Facility, right.
Centrally located. They're kind of spreading some bathhouses and some kitchen facilities.
But the rest of all the yellow on there
right,
is state land.
Is state land. Yeah.
And so the people out on the point, because we have sewer on the other side of the creek and all around it, and that means we're eliminating a lot of septic systems, the people now out on that point from Magnolia Drive on out will have a connection point?
They will not. That would require another pump station and them being able to pump up to us.
Would that handful of people ever be able to afford a pump station and the cost of that?
I do not know that.
What's your guess?
I would guess it would not be a very large pump station, and I would think that they could force me out there.
So with what we're doing really doesn't immediately benefit anybody in that white area at the tip?
No, it gets them close. It gives us a contiguous boundary to move forward should they request, and then we can look at a project to see whether.
But the closest connection will be back to the Homestead Way, right?
Yes.
You'll have a line going there.
Yes, and we have a pump station site that will be dedicated as part of the Camp Arrowhead expansion that they're going to give us a pump station site should we need it to get up farther to the Woods on Herring Creek connection point.
Because I hate to see it make it cost prohibitive to get out to that point.
Well, the big pieces of state land are going to make it not cost prohibitive, but very expensive, I would think, at this point in time.
Well, and that may not get sewered for Okay.
I mean, are there, Mr. President, may I?
Sure.
Again, so the rest of the state land there, I mean, I see two, what appears to be parcels, you know, to the left there, in the middle of the left of the yellow.
This one?
Yes.
This one, yes.
What are those?
Those are state lands as well.
So are there any buildings? I mean, what's on the state property here?
Nothing that I can see.
Okay, well, I guess that's, so, okay. Is there a reason why we did not reach out to Mr. Cole's point? Is there a reason why we didn't reach out to those homeowners and see if they were wanting to be a part of this?
Down on the point?
Yeah.
We've never heard anything from them, never heard any requests from them or anything.
I mean, but did we, we've not heard from them, but did we reach out?
We have not reached out to them, no.
By Lars.
Mr. President, thank you. We have a lot of projects for septic remediation in the Inland Lakes area. A lot of these projects are much further along than this. So it would be, it would sort of stop us in our tracks if we reach out to small communities like this unless we know of environmental problems or have been actively approached. So if you look at it in perspective, we have prioritized a list based on environmental need and based on size. So knowing in general there is an environmental need, but not a documented discrepancy in the sense that they have failing systems as known to DNRC or the residents, it would be a lower priority. So having said this, we're just trying to put our resources where we get the biggest benefit. Does that help you?
It may be a low priority, but the only thing, Hans, is it's in a high, I think it's because of its location, the way it's situated there at that mouth of the creek, I would think whatever the soil conditions are out there, they're having the same problems out there also. And I as Mr. Arnlett said, on something that small, it may have been behoove of us to maybe made some kind of initial contact.
You know, like, for example, we're working with Mulberry Knoll, which is situated very similarly.
Right.
And just the interaction on Mulberry Knoll, which is about 60-some participants, mm-hmm. is a major endeavor because you have a lot of interaction between the constituents and the department.
Was there ever a sign posted? When we do this, Mr. Ashman, is there signs like we do with planning and zoning issues and rezonings where there would be a sign posted to the road with some information on it?
Yes, that's we post the notice of the public hearing.
So along that road, there were postings?
Yes.
That were visibly, easily to see.
Hopefully,
we try
to make them that
I can't
way.
Remember.
Some are on posts, some are on poles. There's, yeah, we post
not,
them.
You mean you don't go staple them to telephone poles, do you?
Some of them.
You do. I used to do wanted posters like that. I don't know. There's probably a better way. I know we do. We have an official looking sign. I don't know if I'm riding down the highway. I don't know if I'd pay a lot of attention to something stapled to a telephone pole.
Ours are not quite as big and yellow as the planning and zoning ones, mm-hmm. but we do have stakes that we actually post on the property. There's four on the property that post the advertising.
Right. But I'd look into that. Maybe there's possible a better way to make sure the public's on notice, because I just think it's kind of a shame we weren't able to plug that little hole, you know, as we're doing what we're doing. Because there's no
right
way
now, the only thing we are doing is annexing the parcels in. We are not installing any infrastructure.
Right.
They are installing the infrastructure.
Right.
Should it be at a project where we were installing infrastructure, we would have definitely contacted to see if there was interest.
Yeah, I got you.
More questions, Council?
No, that's it.
Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. The public comments okay with Council, and I guess somebody's got a resolution to read, the short title.
I have a resolution and a proposed motion to cover the memorandum.
Just a short title on the resolution.
Yes. Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area, to include the property situated on the east and west sides of County Road 279, Camp Arrowhead Road. Parcels are located in the Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Make
motion,
a motion. Make your motion, sir.
Second.
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County and the Diocesan Council Incorporated as presented on January 10th, 2017.
So moved.
Motion, Mr.
Second.
Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
Good morning, Mr.
Morning,
President.
Sir.
Council, welcome.
Good morning,
Mr.
Morning.
Burton. As the agenda stated, today we're going to talk a little bit about a new ordinance that staff has been working on actually for several years.